29 minutes to 10 o'clock. You're listening to Tonight with me, Lester. Something very strange has been happening over the last few weeks. I've been connecting with old friends. I've been commenting on the Facebook posts of school buddies who I haven't seen in years, two decades. I am looking through a lot of old pictures. I'm watching a lot of reruns of great sport, historic sporting matches, and also, if I have time, watching a lot of old TV series. Why are we doing this? Why are we posting old pictures of ourselves on social media? Why are we watching old TV shows? Why are we listening to songs that remind us of our youth? Dr. Divine Fu is a lecturer of social anthropology at the University of Cape Town to give us an insight on why we are doing this. Dr. Fu, am I the only one who is reminiscing of seemingly simpler and happy days during this lockdown period?
Good evening, Lester, and thank you for inviting me onto your show, and also good evening to your listeners. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. We are all doing that. You know, it is, nostalgia is like a pacifier. You know, essentially we are like children. We are like kids, you know. And during moments of difficulties, we always try to find a way to return to that happy kid in us. Mm-hmm. You know, so the best moments of our lives happen when we feel free and uninhibited. You know, when we can dream, you know, without constraint, and just imagine all sorts of possibilities. Mm-hmm. You know, especially the good ones. You know, the exciting ones, the funny ones. You know. And these are all often moments when we can connect and be comfortable with this happy child in us, you know, which we lose as we become adults, you know. When you're young, you know, adulthood seems like the ultimate state of freedom for you. And then when you become a child, you know, it seems like the ultimate state of freedom. When you're adult again, your childhood becomes like the ultimate state of freedom. So it is not surprising that when we are faced with this crisis, you know, we...
So it's common during a time of crisis, going back to the memory of where it was safe, simpler, we felt protected, and I think most importantly, we knew what was going to happen in our memories, whereas in our current state, we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah, because, you know, the past is something that is settled and certain. You know, it is the only certainty we have now, because we have experienced it, and it is something stable that we cannot change. You know, we know it highlights, we know it disappointments, you know, it is always with us, and we can choose how to relate to it, even though sometimes, you know, it's very brutal. So it's like an archive that we return to, you know, and this kind of archive does not require a lot of effort or particular action. You know, you don't need to work hard. You don't need to buy. You don't need to. It's like very free. That's why we continue returning to it.
I like that. Reminiscing is free. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to pay an entry fee. You don't have to pay a subscription. It's in your memory. That's nothing that prohibits you from thinking back. We're speaking to Dr. Divine Fu, who is a lecturer in social anthropology at UCT, talking about how during this period of lockdown, we are just so nostalgic over a simpler and a better time. If you have this deep nostalgia for a memory, let me know, whether it's about the music that you're listening to, or whether it is about connecting with old friends. Give me a call, 021-446-0567, or drop me a WhatsApp, 072-567-1567. But Dr. Fu, is this necessarily healthy? Is it healthy to keep on harking back to a time that's gone by and not sort of look forward and prepare for a future that's going to need all your faculties? Everything should be all hands on deck. Is it healthy to be living so-called in the past?
We are told that we shouldn't dwell in the past. But it's also because nostalgia is about happiness, but also sometimes about sadness. Every time we are asked to look back and try to change the present and the future, we often prefer to forget it, you know, because we think it's unhealthy. And also for some people, they are overwhelmed by the past because, you know, experiences of brutality, you know, and violations and, you know, all sorts. But in a moment when there's a lot of instability, when there's a lot of anxiety, when there's a high tendency for people to fall into mental illness, I think we have to hold on to something. And during this moment, you know, it is free to go back. And sometimes you reminisce, it helps you to connect with friends, as you've indicated. It helps you to fill certain gaps, like I've begun to tell my children stories about my childhood. You know, I would have never had that opportunity. I see people digging back into old songs and music they had forgotten, and you know, helping children to looking back at photos, connecting to family. So in a way, it is healthy, you know, because a lot of this nostalgia is connecting back to happy memories and not to very bitter memories.
But could it have that reverse effect? When lockdown was announced and the deployment of the military was going to be accompanying the police presence, a lot of particularly my older relatives started then questioning the viability of that in terms of the memory of the 1980s in South Africa with a state of emergency. Does it have the potential also then to trigger trauma in our lives, in our past?
Yes, it does trigger trauma, and I think in the past, over the past weeks, many people have had to face this. You know, my father-in-law, when the discussion about lockdowns, especially in Italy and in China, was happening, and he kept saying he hoped this should not happen here because it's going to trigger memories, you know, of the past. So it does trigger trauma. But I think what's happening now is that people are trying to connect to happiness. The things I see being posted on Facebook, it's like lots of family pictures. People are posting lots of old music and all of lots of songs, lots of old programs, you know. So nostalgia is generally about connecting to happiness, you know. But it does trigger trauma and can have really bad consequences. But when we return to it, it's because we want to smile. You know,
I like what you say about growing courage during this time to confess certain things or to tell certain stories, because I got caught up in a Facebook comment thread of a bunch of old high school friends of mine, and the conversation all of a sudden went to, who did you have a crush on? and now as adults, we have with many of us with families and marriages of our own, all of a sudden had this boldness to say, oh, I had a crush on you and I had a crush on this one, and this one did that to this other person behind the bicycle shed. There's a lot of all of a sudden confessional. It becomes like a confessional, doesn't it?
Yes, it can trigger that, but it's also because you deal with it. It's an archive that you can sometimes deal with it without consequences, you know. It's easy to return to it. So for some people, you know, I mean, others, they are really grave consequences, but that's, I think it's just comfortable because, you know, you've moved on, you're like married, you might have gotten, you know, to other people. These people might also have moved on. So you can tell these stories without facing the consequences that you would have faced during that time. And you can laugh over them, you know, even though sometimes, you know, they are very painful also. Yeah.
We are speaking to Dr. Divine Fu, lecturer of social anthropology at UCT, talking about the nostalgia that we are feeling during this lockdown period. A lot of the nostalgia that is coming through is particularly through the absence of sports. I belong to a sport banter group, you know, on my, one of my social media pages. And, it was all about, in a few weeks ago, it was all about how we're seeing the English Premier League wrapping up. And now all of a sudden we are posting old memories. For example, today someone posted the opening goal in the 2010 Football World Cup. We regularly talk about the 2019 Rugby World Cup final, which the Springboks won. Particularly for us, you know, grown up big men, sometimes those sporting occasions can actually make us a little bit nostalgic and almost a little bit weepy. No, Simpiwe Shabalala's opening goal against Mexico in 2010, it had me welling up because it was such a pure, unadulterated, fun time to be a South African compared to the crisis that we're facing now.
Yes, because you're returning to something happy about your past, which you're activating a happy charm in you. That's how I see it, you know. There is something inherently infantile in us, which makes us comfortable. You know, we're comfortable with things that make you unleash the youth in you, the young person. When you fall in love, for example, it's because somebody has made you comfortable with the happy child in you, and you begin to behave like that. And I think that's what happens here, because when you connect to these memories, they make you live this dream, you know. They make you think that everything is possible. They give you certainty within this time when you're very uncertain about what will happen tomorrow. Mm. You know, you're very anxious about what will happen, you know, the next day. And you know you're living in a context where our certainties are constantly being challenged, and it's made worse by this pandemic. Yeah.
But are our memories real? Because I'm also of the school of thought that says that many of our memories are actually manufactured, in that someone just has to trigger or lead us down a path, and we can sometimes make up a memory because that is what makes us happy.
Yes, that's what I mean by returning to the happy child in you. Because you can imagine anything, you know. You can imagine the world with all sorts of possibilities. There is no there is no auditing, you know. I can't really audit, you know, except some of those who are present, like when you're discussing with your mates about your school days, you know, people can cross-check, you know, but generally, you know, with dreams and memories, you know, you just want to dream possibilities, imagine, and I think that's what happens.
Oh, wow.
Because it allows us to be able to live, you know.
Nostalgia is free, so there's a Dr. Divine Fu, lecturer of social anthropology at UCT. What do you yearn for? What are you harking back to? What do you continually go back to during this time of lockdown? I am engaged in watching classic sport games. I am engaged with lots of old friends I actually haven't spoken to in a while. Just for this feeling of nostalgia, a simpler, more carefree time. Drop me your nostalgic moments, 021-446-0567, or a WhatsApp voice note, 072-567-1567.